I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Arizona, second hour of the American Awakening coming at you. I've got my guest, second hour, Ted Pipe. We're going to be talking about the First Amendment and this hate crimes legislation. As you all know, you know, we caught a breath of air because Congress took a recess and they kind of put it off the table until they got back in session. They're back in session, and evidently it's hot and heavy going on. You know, and first hour I had the guest Loris Tompkins on, who was talking about the Second Amendment rights. I mean, let's face it, they're attacking us from all angles, folks. And, boy, it's not looking good for us. The economy's basically in the toilet. There's put options put out that the stock market's going to go down by 30 to 50%, major bet, by Friday. And that's the last caller. And I apologize to Gary in Tennessee for cutting you off because I had to run. But at any rate, no, he's right. There's a lot of major stuff going on. And without any further ado, I'm not going to run on at the mouth here. I'm going to have the Paul Revere of the airwaves. This gentleman has been fighting this hate crimes legislation since all the way back in 1998 and doing a darn good job of it, I must add. But anyway, without any further ado, let's go to Ted Pipe. Ted, are you with me?
Yes, I am. Thank you for having me on, Michael.
Oh, no problem. Always a pleasure, buddy. Tell us.
Yes, we've got a recurrence of two major hate crimes bills now, both in the Senate and in the House. Now, most of our listeners are probably familiar with Senator Kennedy's federal hate crimes bill. It's the Matthew Shepard Hate Crimes Prevention Act. And he's trying to get that tagged on as an amendment, as a rider to the big federal arms reappropriations bill, which has got to be passed here pretty soon, probably this week or maybe next week at the latest. That's the first high-profile hate crimes bill that's on the horizon. But there's another hate crimes bill, which is basically a workplace hate crimes bill. It's called ENDA. It's the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. And the bill number on that is H.R. 2015. And basically what that does is it makes it a hate crime or a bias crime for any employer to refuse to hire a homosexual because of his sexual orientation. And also, if that employer were to create what's called a hostile work environment by witnessing for Christ or criticizing homosexuality within the office or even having a Bible study and things like that, then the homosexual could report this employer to the federal hate crimes police, and that employer could be indicted. And then also, if that employer were to terminate the employment of a homosexual because of manifestations of his homosexual lifestyle in the office or in the bathroom or whatever, again, this becomes a federal crime of a bias or hate against a federally protected minority.
Well, Ted, you know what that just reeks of, you know, this. I know that there are employers out there, and I'm going to give you an example here. There are employers out there that are just – they're scared to death to terminate, people of color, if you will. Even if a person goes to work at a job, they literally do nothing. They have no work performance. They sleep on the job or whatever. An employer is terrified to get rid of them because of the possible backlash they could have by, you know, playing the race card. And what this reeks of is the same thing. Because if you have an employer that hires a homosexual, and then he would be afraid to ever dismiss that man or woman, regardless of their performance, because of the fact that they could come back and hit you with the that particular legislation. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Ted Pipe. Stick with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
We're back. Michael Herzog, the second hour of the American Awakening with my guest, Ted Pike. And we're talking about this hate crimes legislation that has reared its ugly head again. Congress is back in session, and Ted Kennedy just does not want to seem to give up. But I guess the good news is, Ted Pike, you don't give up either. And you've scored so many victories on this thing. I have to tell you, you know, I give you kudos for it. I wanted to ask you, you know, Ted, now they're talking about homosexuals and transsexuals. Now, is there, you know, religious preference, or is there racial preference hidden in this somewhere, or is it strictly with homosexuals?
I think the homosexuals probably are the largest, really powerful political action lobby behind this kind of legislation. That is, next to the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, which is the, mm-hmm. the father, the architect of all this kind of bias crimes legislation. See, whether it's bias in the workplace or bias on talk radio or bias on the internet or whatever, ADL spawns these kinds of perverse bills, and they get a lot of organizations, you know, ACLU, People for the American Way, Gay and Lesbian Task Force. They line these people up in back of them, give the impression that this is a kind of a populist uprising of concern over gay bashing and discrimination and so on. But basically, it all comes from ADL. B'nai B'rith, and what they're interested in primarily is eventually making it a hate crime or bias crime to criticize Israel and matters Jewish.
Well, that's what I was getting at. I mean, this has been going on for a long time. And, the question that comes to mind, and call me naive, call me an idiot, call me what you will, Ted, but, I grew up believing that, this was the best country in the world in which to live, and I believe the history books and so forth, and I've come to find out over the last couple of years that almost everything I've been taught is a lie. And then I see that the B'nai B'rith and the ADL pushing this hate crimes legislation, which infringes directly on our First Amendment rights, and it just scares me to death that I could think that at some point in time, whether it be my neighbors, friends, or relatives could be out in the workplace or out in, at a restaurant or wherever, and they could oversay something, or they could say something, in the heat of anger, or they could say something where somebody is listening to them and complains about it, and they could literally be fined or indicted over this. I mean, this is just ridiculous, yeah. And it brings back the point, Ted, I'm sorry, that you almost, when you go out into a public venue, you would almost have to continually be on your guard of watching what you say and looking around to make sure who's there or who's not there. And yes. it almost puts you in sort of a box, if you will.
Yes. Well, what this legislation does, both in Kennedy's hate bill and within the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, it's a massive federalization of our whole lives. It gives the federal government the right to come down and tell a landowner, a property owner, you must let out your apartment or you must rent your house to homosexuals. And again, once you get them in that private property, it's very doubtful whether you'll get them out without some kind of discrimination lawsuit against you. Also, this legislation is very invasive of church rights. Christians listening to this program should be very concerned because INDA, what it basically says is that, yes, it does give a small exemption for core religious values to be exempt from the duty to hire homosexuals. But what it says basically is that in all peripheral areas of the church that aren't strictly spiritual, like the clergy, then you have to hire homosexuals. You have to hire them summer camp counselors, bookstore operators, workers in your office, all kinds of areas, janitors. The homosexuals can literally come in and push the brooms and the vacuum cleaners right around the altar of every sanctuary in the United States of America, according to INDA. This is a massive, massive usurpation of not only states' rights in law enforcement under the hate crimes bill, but also our sacred property rights, our basic God-given rights. If we've worked with and toiled with blood, sweat, and tears to build an apartment or build a house and so on, we should have the right at least to sell that to the person that we want to or rent that to them. Not so according to INDA. If homosexuals come knocking and say, we want that, we have first rights to that apartment, you've got to sell it to them. And if they want to have a sexual activity and bring their boyfriends and all kinds of things going on in your bedroom apartment that you're letting out or whatever, you've got to put up with it. So this is not only a violation of our First Amendment freedoms to speak out, witness for Christ if we're Christians in the workplace, but it also just strips us and strips churches and private property owners of all vestiges of their natural given, God-given rights.
Well, and it also, correct me if I'm wrong here, Ted, but a pastor standing before the pulpit, a man that believes, everything that is written in the Word of God in the Bible, New Testament, Old Testament, what have you, he would be inhibited from referring to certain passages in the Bible regarding homosexuals over this issue. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yes, it certainly would. In both hate bills, he would be in a dangerous position because, obviously, if you have homosexuals in your organization and then you are lambasting homosexuality as an abomination from the pulpit, they're going to overhear that and claim that their delicate emotions have been traumatized, have been held up for hatred and contempt, and so on. That's under end of the workplace discrimination law, but under the federal hate bill, the same thing is true. You see, Back in 1968, and at the height of the civil rights movement, the federal government, the Congress, passed a hate crimes bill, a law which basically says that anyone, whether you're a talk show host, whether you're a preacher in the pulpit, even if you're a person on the street corner, if you verbally influence some unstable soul to intimidate homosexuals or Jews or whatever in some way, then you and that person who actually did the crime of intimidation will both have to stand in the docket in court and be faced with a federal hate crimes charge. And so what this means is that if a pastor does quote from Leviticus or Romans against homosexuality, he is taking literally his life into his hands under both of these laws, because there's a chance that he might influence somebody to behave in an irresponsible or persecutive manner, and so he also would be indictable and have to go through the whole court system, be fined, possibly imprisoned if he repeated the offense as a contempt of court.
Right, and then you've also got, Ted, you've got the people out there, and you know, we know who they are, the specific character of certain individuals who will play on that. They know it, and they will, you know, get away with anything that they want to get away with, because they know they always have that in their ammunition box to use against you if you object to anything that they wish to do.
Yeah,
so,
up in Canada, Paul Fromm is the leader of the free speech movement in Canada, and he has a monthly newsletter, and he recounts almost every month how that B'nai B'rith Canada sends out their spies who are constantly watching newspapers and radio and, of course, the Internet. And if anybody ever uses so-called hate speech, it's some slur or derision of some federally protected group, then they have these professional complainers, as they are called. I can think of Richard Warman and Bernie Farber of the B'nai B'rith Canada. They go out, they make the proper indictments, get indictments in the hate crimes tribunals against these violators of these codes of bias crimes laws on the Internet, especially, haul them into the tribunals. And, of course, truth is never allowed as evidence in hate crimes tribunals in Canada. The only criteria is whether the feelings of some federally protected group or members of those groups have been hurt. So it doesn't matter what kind of evidence or medical evidence you bring in, anything like that. The only criteria is, has some homosexual had his delicate feelings hurt by your hate speech?
And I've seen this firsthand, not with the hate crimes legislation, Ted, but I tell you, I took a trip back to Indiana here back in June to watch my daughter get married, and the pastor of the church of whom, you know, was marrying my daughter and my new son-in-law, I could tell that this man had already been approached by FEMA regarding Romans 13. Uh-huh. And the man was not doing a real good job of being a phony, if you will. He was talking about how wonderful it is. Isn't it great and absolutely wonderful that we live in a country where we can have all these mixed races and people coming in and live together happily? And I could tell he was saying that with a grimace behind his face, and he was almost being controlled and told to say that. He was being inhibited in what he could and couldn't say. And this reeks of the same thing here. You've got, you're putting our pastors and ministers and, you know, people that we confide in, that we put our trust in and so forth, that now the government has infiltrated and are no longer, we can no longer trust them to tell us the entire truth. And, you know, you wonder where this is going to go from here, Ted.
Well, it's very ominous when the government begins to infiltrate or invade churches, beginning to decree to clergy what they cannot say and do and so on. And, of course, this is the very distinctive feature of all communist systems in Russia, in China, and so on, is that, yes, they will allow a facade of a church, but they have their secret agents in the clergy. Everyone is watched in the church, and there's nothing that can be said that isn't overheard by the secret police. So this is a these are momentous Orwellian bills that are coming in, and we'll give the phone numbers in just a minute.
We're going to go to a break. Stick with me, Ted. We're going to a break. We'll be back in free. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, the Paul Revere of the airwaves, Ted Pike. Stick with us, but we'll be right back with more.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest Ted Pike, talking about the hate crimes legislation and what it will mean to all of us. Short segment coming up at the bottom of the hour. Ted, before you give out those numbers, tell us, when is this, I mean, could they be voting on this any day now?
Pretty much. Certainly, Kennedy's hate bill could be voted on literally today. Momentarily, they could attempt to attach his bill as a rider to the Military Appropriations Act. Now, INDA, the last time I heard last week was it was coming through several subcommittees of the House, being taken very seriously by the Democrats. In fact, I was reading a newspaper article about testimony of homosexuals claiming discrimination in the workplace. It said that some members of the House, the subcommittee, there were tears in their eyes. They were so moved by the pathos of these homosexuals' claims that they were being terribly discriminated against and needed a federal hate crimes protection bill. So I don't know exactly when INDA will come through. It could be fairly soon, though. Meanwhile, we've got to call our members of the House and the Senate immediately and let them know we will not stand for both of these hate crimes bills being passed in this session of Congress.
And I want to mention, Ted, because of you and because of your relentless pursuit of this over the years and because of the diligence of the listeners out there, at least up to this point, we've been able to stop it. So give out those numbers for us, Ted, and let us get on and let our fingers do the walking again. Go ahead.
The toll-free number to your senators or your member of the House is 1-877-851-6437. Again, that toll number, your members of Congress, 877-851-6437. And there's a toll number in case that one is busy, 202-224-3121. Again, that toll number, 202-224-3121. Now, when you call, let's say you call first Kennedy's, concerning Kennedy's hate bill, when you're calling your senators, just tell the receptionist or the staffer there, please tell the senator not to vote for Senator Kennedy's hate crimes bill. Now, the number on that is Senate Amendment, abbreviated to SA, SA2067. That's SA2067. You might also add, tell the senator that hate crimes laws have taken away free speech in Canada and many European countries. And then call over to your member of the House and say, please don't vote for ENDA, H.R. 2015, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. Again, that's H.R. 2015. Tell them that it's you as a landowner who decides who can rent your apartment or who you hire to. This is a property rights issue. This is an issue of the government wanting to come and get into your bedroom, into your house, into your business, and take away your right to use your God-given privileges in that area as you think best.
Well, a couple things. You know what it reminds me of? I went back to Round Rock here back in March, and I was there for a few months, Ted. And I came back to Arizona to find that they had outlawed smoking in bars and restaurants. And I know, you know, the smoking doesn't tie into it, but it's just another example of the federal government sticking their nose, or the state sticking their nose, into an owner's business. And just like you said with a landlord, Ted, I mean, it's their property, for crying out loud. Just like the owner of a restaurant or a tavern, it's their property. What gives the government the right to come in and say, well, you have to do this, you have to rent to so-and-so? The tavern and the restaurant business, there's one right down the street from me that they've had to go to the expense of building about a $50,000 patio outside of their premises because they were losing customers because of it. And I'm not an advocate of smoking, but the point is that it's his establishment. He should have the right to allow or not to allow people to smoke in his establishment. Just like with a landlord, since he owns the premises, correct me if I'm wrong here, but shouldn't he have the right to be able to pick and choose with whom he wishes to rent?
Of course. You know, one of the really ominous features of ENDA is that it will give to judges the privilege of deciding what is truly the spiritual core values, the area of freedom from such coercion by the government that a church can claim. I mean, what is a church all about? Some pastors would claim, and I would claim this too, that about everything I do is spiritual. All of my outreach, all of my radio, all of my writings, all of my help of inner city children, all of my on and on. It's all spiritual. But what this bill ended does is says, no, the judge can stick his nose now into your church and he can make an investigation and decree what he thinks will be the privileged areas, the truly quote-unquote spiritual areas of your ministry in which you won't have to hire homosexuals. Now, what if you get a pro-homosexual judge? What if you actually get a homosexual judge? And he comes in and says, well, I don't think you have any core spiritual areas. I think you have to hire homosexuals in every aspect of your ministry.
Well, this is atrocious. All right, we've got to take a break. We'll be back in three. Ted, stick with me. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. We'll be right back with more after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Back, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, second half of the second hour with my guest Ted Pike, and we're talking about the hate crimes legislation. And I want to ask you, from your perspective, Ted, and this might sound like a dumb question and show you how naive I am, but why specifically is Ted Kennedy pushing so hard for this?
Well, he's been a primary sponsor of the what used to be called the Hate Crimes Prevention Act in 1998 from the very beginning. He seems to have be, in my opinion, my suspicion is that he's an ADL lackey. You know, he's got plenty of skeletons in his closet. I don't know what the ADL has on him or why they have such a hold on him, but he has been a kingpin in promoting the hate crimes bill again and again and again. And that doesn't mean that he's done a very good job of it, because last year, and actually, several times now, he has really fumbled the ball. He gave up certain victory about a year ago, and people can read about those that travesty at truthtellers.org, which is my website. But he has not done a terribly good job, but he is faithful. ADL uses him, the homosexuals use him, and I really don't have the answer to the shadowy reasons why he does this. But he seems to be a high-profile, kind of a scion of the Kennedy family, and the ADL continues to find him useful.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I was going to ask, you know, is it because of his campaign contributions? Is it because, of, you know, that he is compromised? There's got to be a reason there why he's pushing so hard for this. And, you know, I was running across in doing my research, and which I always do every day before I do a show. I ran across a particular piece of journalism that really shocked me, Ted. That how many people that are in and around our administration hold dual citizenship with Israel?
Yes.
You know, and there's dozens of them.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, I'm sure you're familiar with Michael Collins Piper's books on this subject. He's written at least three books detailing the massive infiltration of Jewish neocons into the highest levels of the Bush administration. And of course, along with Mearsheimer and Walt, there's a charge there that these people have certainly steered us toward involvement in the Middle East, Iraq, and Afghanistan, and so on, largely for the benefit of Israel. I mean, basically, when the rubber meets the road, that's why we're over there. You know, if we really wanted to, we were concerned about foreign military involvement for American interests. Why don't we go down to Colombia? Why don't we go down and clean out the cocaine lords in Colombia and benefit our whole nation very dramatically by shutting off narcotics? No, we got to go half around the world and try to supposedly transform a feudal Iraqi society into a modern democracy. No, it just doesn't wash. We're over there because these very people surrounding Bush want to make the Middle East safe for Israel. And in America, our boys and our girls going over there fighting are basically fighting and dying for Israel.
It literally is the tail wagging the dog. Another thing I wanted to bounce off of you, which is a little bit off topic, but I have seen pictures of George Bush Jr. I've seen pictures of Bill Clinton with yarmulkes on the back of their head with their eyes closed praying up next to the Wailing Wall. Are these people Jewish?
Well, I'm not ready to make any dogmatic assertions about their own racial heredity, but I do know that no one is ever elected president. No one is. Very few people are elected to Congress who do not basically bow the knee to the Israel lobby. And again, this wonderful book that's come out this last week, The Israel Lobby and U.S. Foreign Policy by Mearsheimer and Walt, very powerfully makes the case exactly what I'm saying. They're moving these ideas into the mainstream. Of course, the ADL is crying anti-Semitism and doing everything they can to blacken and vilify these illustrious academics. One of them is a distinguished professor of political science that's Mearsheimer at University of Chicago. The other, Walt, is the former dean. Academic dean for 4 or 5 years of the Kennedy Center, Kennedy School of Political Science, I believe it is, at Harvard. So we're getting some real help now from academia. And it's not just Alternative Talk Radio who's speaking some of these alarming truths about this overweening influence of the Israeli lobby, how it is basically dictating our foreign policy in the Middle East.
Is it possible, with this hate crimes legislation, if it were to be enacted, and hopefully it won't, but if it were to be enacted, Ted, is it possible that we could see incidents within our own communities of prosecutions, for example, like what happened to Ernst Zundel?
Oh, absolutely. That's the whole purpose of it, is to basically make Christians, conservatives, into seditionists or what might be called terrorist threats, because they, by their free speech and their criticism of our trusted democratic ally in the Middle East, Israel, are subverting the effectiveness of our war on terror. The rationale is that Israel is a dependable ally, and if we allow people through their speech to subvert and weaken our ally in the Middle East, ally internationally, that is basically an act of treason. That's an act of sedition. You know, back in before the Second World War, Charles Lindbergh and some other notable Americans, illustrious Americans, were charged with sedition, and there was a big sedition trial that was held. It wasn't finally consummated because the judge died, but these Americans were being charged with sedition for making claims like Lindbergh did that our real enemy wasn't Hitler. Our real enemy was Joseph Stalin and communism, and we ought to just let Hitler go east and destroy communism. Well, that was considered seditious because it undermined Churchill and Stalin and Roosevelt and so on in their alliance against Hitler. That's what they want to do today. And by the way, that whole sedition trial in the early 40s was the work of the ADL. The ADL has been around for a long time, ever since 1913, and they have had a long-term agenda of lobbying and working for basically the kind of hate crimes legislation we're now seeing being advocated on the federal level. I was told by Paul Fromm up in Canada that the ADL had actually been lobbying for at least 10 years before they finally convinced Parliament in Ottawa in 1971 to pass their federal hate crimes law for Canada. So they know exactly what they're wanting to do. They're wanting to disarm, dismantle free speech so that a Judaic one-world globalist agenda can prevail over the world instead of Christian and capitalistic values.
And when you look at these people on the religious right, I'm hearing the term used more and more, Ted, Judeo-Christian philosophy.
Uh-huh.
Well, to me, that's the epitome of an oxymoron, would it not be? I mean,
it might seem so. There is a certain element of truth in the fact that it was out of the Old Testament and out of God's work with the Hebrew people that Jesus emerged. He does come, Jesus, the Savior of all mankind, does come out of a Jewish and a Hebrew tradition. However, this distinction has to be made. The Judaism of modern or rabbinic Judaism, that is Talmudic Judaism, is not really derived from the Old Testament in its essence. It's derived from the ancient Pharisees, whom Jesus excoriated and whom actually killed Jesus and had him crucified because he came up against them, you see. And so the term Judeo-Christian gives the impression that we are brother faiths, we are kindred religions, both believing in one God, we share central core values and all this kind of thing. That's very much of a fiction because Christianity shares very little values with rabbinic, Talmudic, Kabbalistic Judaism, which is vehemently anti-Christian, anti-Gentile, extremely racistic, and has ambitions for global conquest.
Right, and I've never read, I mean, I've heard, you know, little snippets here and there of, you know, some of these scriptures or writings in the Talmud. And then again, I look at this Judeo-Christian, and I hear this, you know, these different people that are telling me about some of the stuff that's in the Talmud, and I'm scratching my head, and I'm going, how could there be any kind of a Judeo-Christian, you know, collusion or a camaraderie there? It makes no sense to me because, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but there are writings in the Talmud that are strictly anti-Christian.
Oh, yes. I mean, the Talmud states very clearly that the Jewish people had Christ crucified, and you know, that's in contradiction to the established idea that the Jews disclaim any responsibility for the crucifixion. Actually, the Talmud says with pride that he was hanged as a blasphemer, an idolater, and a wicked false prophet, and so on. But the Talmud is very explicit in a substantial part of Treatise Sanhedrin, that Jesus is in hell now. He's wallowing in boiling hot excrement and semen, And in his torment, he was asked by someone who visited hell, who are to be esteemed in the world, on the earth? And Jesus says, Israel, he says, they are the apple of God's eyes. And Jesus says, you must bless them and not curse, otherwise God is going to curse you, and so on. So Jesus is literally damned to the vilest torments to this very moment, according to the most authoritative religious guide of modern Judaism, which is the Babylonian Talmud. And not only that, but Christians are excommunicated and murdered, advocating the murder of Christians and so on. I do have several videos on Google.com, which people should go to, major video documentaries. One is called The Other Israel. Then I have another one. Well, I have four of them, including my Hate Laws video. It's all free. People can just go to video. That's www.video.google.com, and they can watch a total of more than 4 hours of intense teaching and new truth on all of this.
Well, I'm a student. I'll be right in there looking at it, Ted, because some of this stuff, and I'm the first to admit, I know a little bit about a lot of subjects, but that's the reason I have people on like yourself that are very expert and professional in their journalistic research and so forth. And I don't claim to be a be-all and end-all. I bring the professionals and I bring the knowledgeable people to the network and let them share their knowledge with the listening audience. But again, I'm learning every day. And I'll tell you, Jesus said we should all live in peace, love thy neighbor, and yet I see all of these people in government that they seem to be so enhanced and so deliberate in their support for Israel. But then I look at what the Israel-Palestine issue is over there, and I saw a map. I think it was a map of 1948, and I looked at the geographic, the amount of land that was owned by the Palestinians as opposed to the Israelis, and then I look at that map today, and it looks like Israel has just moved forth and basically taken over 90% yes. of the Palestinian land.
Absolutely.
And how it is that we can continue to support their aggression yet not give any support or credence to the Palestinians. I just don't get it.
Yeah. We're dealing with a very, very long and deeply entrenched error within the evangelical church. We're talking about 70 million people now in the world today. And most of them have a view that God promised unconditionally the land of Israel to Abraham's descendants. And they are the children of Abraham. But if we really look at the Bible, and this is so important, people need to turn away from John Hagee and these other false prophets which are leading the church astray. They need to go right back to the Bible, and they find again and again, God says to Abraham, he says that your descendants are going to have to obey me in order to inherit this covenant which I make with you. And God says in Leviticus and Deuteronomy, again and again, he says, if you do not obey me, if you do not exercise justice and righteousness and mercy, even to the strangers in the land, which would mean the Palestinians, he says, I'll throw you out of the land, and I'll exile you to the nations, and you can't come back again until you give me that kind of humility and contrition of heart and obedience to me. And yet these verses are pushed under the red carpets, the plush carpets of all these big evangelical churches. They're never mentioned. They're never talked about. Instead, a few key verses are lifted out of context to justify everything that's been done against the Palestinians in the last century. Speaking of the exile of the Palestinians, most people don't know that this whole exodus of some 700,000 or 800,000 Palestinians in 1948 away from their olive orchards and their businesses and farms and so on, over into the wretched detention camps of the West Bank. That just didn't happen accidentally. What happened was that Menachem Begin's Irgun terrorists, in 1948, they descended on a sleeping Arab village called Deir Yassin, west of Jerusalem. They slaughtered in terrible carnage. They slaughtered the men and women and children there, 250 of them, threw them down wells, burned their bodies and everything. And then they went all throughout Jerusalem and Judea with loudspeakers proclaiming to the Arabs what they had done at Deir Yassin and threatening that if the Arabs didn't immediately flee their possessions wherever they could go, that the Erdogan forces were going to do the same thing to them. And hordes, hundreds of thousands of Arabs fled eastward. And not only that, they repeated these same terrorist tactics in many other towns, northern Israel, western Israel, all over Israel, vacating all the Arabs out of Palestine. Now, that is the supposed great divine deliverance and blessing upon the state of Israel in 1948. The truth of the matter is that Israel was not founded by Jesus Christ or the grace and providence of God. It was founded by repeated acts of the bloodiest terrorism that the mind can imagine.
And we can't forget all of the political prisoners of Palestinians that are in Israeli prisons right now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's an atrocity that's almost unimaginable. And, you know, I look at this whole thing overall, what we're doing over there, and it looks to me like there, you know, there are many reasons why we went in and invaded Iraq. Oil is only part of the reason, but also it had to do with Israel.
Yeah.
And I look at the war drums that are beating right now, Ted, saying that, well, you know, Iran's going to have a nuclear bomb and we can't allow them to have it. But yet on the other side of the coin, Israel, I believe, has 400 nuclear weapons. And I've always said, I'm sorry?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Okay, listen, I've got a point I wanted to make, but I'll be back. We got a break, and then coming up for the final segment, stick with me with my special guest, Ted Pike, on the hate crimes legislation. Be back in three.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Com.
We're back. Closing segment of the American Awakening with my special guest, Ted Pike. And before we leave, I want to give out the numbers again for the Senate. It's 877-851-6437. Again, that's 877-851-6437. Or the toll number is 202-224-3121. Again, that's 202-224-3121. And tell them do not vote for Senate Amendment 2067 on the hate crimes legislation, folks. And my point was, Ted, you know, if I were Iran, if I had a neighbor that lived, you know, two doors down that I knew hated me and had guns and knives and assault rifles and, you know, anything you can imagine, I would probably want to go get a gun to protect myself. And here Iran, the only thing that they're claiming is that they want nuclear power for their generating their electricity.
Yes.
And so we're beating these war drums to attack Iran because we're saying they pose some kind of significant threat. To me, and correct me if I'm wrong, but they pose no more of a significant threat to us than Iraq did to us.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
It's the politics of illusion, and what we have to make sure is that if people speak out now. We have a tremendous advantage in this blockbuster book by Mearsheimer and Walt, which is being sold by the hundreds of thousands now in all bookstores, major bookstores in America. They are saying exactly what you're saying in the mainstream, that Israel is the cause of international Arab terrorism through its abusive policies against the Palestinians, that we have no vested interest in Israel as a nation, that Israel is actually has led us through its agents in the Bush administration and APACs in Congress. They've led us into this foolish misadventure in Iraq. People need to call your talk show hosts, speak out on the internet, speak out in church and even in the pulpit. We need to get the word out now. Otherwise, what we're seeing, Michael, is that these evil Jewish activists will never be satisfied. They'll just want more and more military folly and adventures and death and body bags out of the American people.
Right, and we've got selective enforcement. If this hate crimes legislation gets enacted and we've got these judges that are making decisions based upon case law of what is and what isn't a hate crime, we look at, like anything else in the judiciary, they will ratchet it up to a point where we won't be able to breathe without somebody looking down our neck for fear of them arresting and indicting us.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
People come to truthtellers.org. We have these phone numbers. We also have a list of 37 members of the Senate there that you should call in addition to calling your members of the Senate and the House. Come to truthtellers.org. Lots more information on how we can defeat these freedom-stealing bills.
Give me that author on the Israel Lobby book, Ted.
Yeah, that's Mearsheimer and Walt.
Okay. And Walt. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on today, Ted. I certainly appreciate it, and keep up the good fight. I know you're the Paul Revere of the airwaves, and we're rooting for you, and we're going to be on that telephone, buddy. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Have a good rest of the day. Ted Pike, folks. Now, the first hour on my show, we were talking about the Second Amendment, and the second hour of the show, we're talking about the First Amendment. They're trying to take away all of our rights, folks, and they're creating the illusion that they're taking it away to benefit us, and we've got to stop that. I've always had faith in you guys. Get on your telephone, call 877-851-6437, call the Senate, or 202-224-3121, and tell them not to vote for the hate crimes legislation. Stay tuned for John Stadtmiller, National Intel Report. That's the end of another day. And sure, he's got a great show coming up. I'll be listening, just like you. I'll see you tomorrow. My guest will be Tim Wingate. We're going to talk about Ed and Elaine Brown and Danny Riley and what's going on with him. See you tomorrow. Bye.